The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm the founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector, which is a deck I've been working on for the last 13 years. And so this show is for Tales from the Vector. And normally what I do is I do 3-card readings and have people phone in for this show. But because this show landed right on New Year's Day and we want to take the day off too, we're pre-recording this episode. It will be on Facebook Live, so you will be able to see me. I'm just, a little bit early. And so instead of taking callers and doing 3-card consultations like I normally do on the Tales from the Vector show, I thought I'd go a little bit more into 3 cards for everyone for the new year. I'm so pumped about 2020. Yes. It feels like a really beautiful year. On the last radio show, I was talking about Christmas and New Year's resolutions, etc. And one thing that I have a tendency for me is that I have a tendency to think of New Year's more on the Chinese New Year, which will be on January 25th this year. And because we're also moving into the new Chinese year zodiac, we're moving out of stage 12 on the in the horoscope, and we're moving from the year of the pig into the first one, which is the year of the rat, which is a totally different energy. And so I feel like, I feel like the energy is kind of like it has felt so much like molasses, like things, like you have to have a lot of patience these days with technology, with people, with a lot of different things right now. And so we just, that I was talking about that I prefer thinking about January 25th as the new year. And for me, it feels better than the Gregorian calendar. So, but I love celebrating this one, and it's a good practice run for someone like me who likes Chinese New Year. And then for those of you who maybe didn't have the best start, just go to the Chinese New Year and go in that direction. So what I thought I would do, I chose 3 cards. This is kind of like 3 energetic upgrades that I feel really represent kind of what a lot of my clients have been saying. I am very fortunate. I speak to people from all around the world and get to connect with lots of people. And so a lot of them are talking like they're really wanting to move into this career energy more. They're dealing with that. And so a big part of that is, Jupiter has moved into this Capricorn energy, and this is Capricorn. We're moving into Capricorn. So it's, this energy of Capricorn is about taking those, the mountain goat has a fish tail on it, but it's still able to take those steps up the mountain and climb to the top and be able to be consistent in those steps so that the goal or the summit is attainable. And so just want to strengthen that kind of energy for everybody moving into 2020. A lot of you are reporting that you had a rough year. This is A lot of people are saying, wahoo, 2019, bye-bye. Having said that, I was finding that I had some really, really amazing, amazing things happen in 2019 that I'm so happy about. And when I look back at the year, I'm really proud of myself for the accomplishments that the goals that I set. Some of them are not quite there, but others I didn't even know I was going to make, and they're already finished, and there are, you know, lots of good things coming up. And at the same time, just as a lot of other people, just a lot of challenges, like silly things, like appliances breaking down, and, you know, my car, the battery not starting, things like that. But when people are really, really challenged, those little things can kind of be like that straw that broke the camel's back. So I feel like one of the more important cards that, well, she jumped out of the deck was Ange, the generator. And so this is Ange, the generator. And she is sitting on a crystal, it's a crystal generator, quartz crystal generator. And she's got the pearl of wisdom in her claws. She is channeling energy from source. And that energy is moving out, and it actually goes out into a beautiful figure eight, which is kind of like what's on the cover of my book, The Truth is Funny. So I'm just going to share with you because all of my dragons in my are in my coloring book manuals. So I'm just going to read a little bit from this manual. This is called To Dance, layer one. There's pictures in here that you can color in. And a lot of people really enjoy it because it kind of, some people actually do learn by coloring, by drawing things and coloring them in. Now I've lost my spot. Here it is. Okay, so Stella, are you going to sit there or are you going to move? Thank you. Okay, so the generator. Every thought you have, every action you take and speak creates a palpable vibration, a frequency that resonates with your motivation, intention, and desires. So choose wisely. Energy flows where attention goes. So you, and this is interesting, you cannot attract what you do not already possess. And I had to think about that when I first heard someone say that. Can't remember who. I thought about it for quite some time, and I recognize that now, when people talk about going to source, a lot of people think of that as going outside of themselves for answers. And if you think about going inwards for answers, then that means that you are source. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. Just being able to make that connection from the quantum particles all the way to source energy and to what people often refer to as God. And so recognizing the ability to be able to do that comes from within each and every one of us. And when we are searching for answers outside of ourselves, if we go inward and get calm and neutral, we can usually make really, really strong choices. And so the generator, it's just coming up for those of you who feel, it's just coming up that you feel that you have too much empathy or you empathize with people and suffer because of it. We want to just strengthen for you that you don't need to lower your vibration for anyone. So lowering your vibration would be like a lot of times people do that because they mistake neutrality with indifference, and they mistake empathy with sympathizing. And so we just want to let that go and recognize that the, you know, if you lower your vibration, that would be like a shaman who quits singing in the middle of the night when you need them the most. So you want to be able to sing your song. You want to be strong to singing your song and being in this ultimate energy that strengthens you from within. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and it's New Year's Day 2020. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Happy New Year, everyone. It's 2020. Yes. It's so much fun. So we are live on Facebook, but just letting you know, we're not taking calls today because we are actually pre-recorded this. And normally I would do 3-card consultations for people to call in. Instead, I'm choosing 3 cards and just going a little bit more detail for everyone, just as a New Year's present for everyone, just to get everybody kind of on the right track and feeling like really strong. So we've been talking about the generator, which is this card, in case you weren't here at the beginning. And so Ange is the generator, and it's about being able to pull in source energy and pull it in and use it efficiently and then let it go. So a lot of people will say to me, well, you know, because I deal with some pretty, you know, some people who are pretty upset, have had some horrible traumas, et cetera, or are very ill. And so, you know, people say to me, well, don't you get tired? I quite often get more energized because I allow myself to feel a weakness for a split second, and that's all I need. I don't need to sit there and suffer along with anyone because I've done my own suffering. That's basically what this card is about. It's about, you know, being able to pull that energy in and use it efficiently, effortlessly, and then, you know, let it go. And so the affirmation, there's an affirmation that comes with each of my dragons in my coloring book manuals when you take my call to dance program. And there's an affirmation for all of the, like, the maestros, which are the dragons. And so her affirmation is an affirmation of consistency. And so I'm just strengthening energetically each word and any weaknesses coming up as I speak here. So I have a clear, concise image of my heart's desires and effortlessly take consistent steps of action in my everyday goals in alignment with my path. It is natural for me to breathe life into my goals and persevere, seeing them through to the end with minimal effort. I easily release any limiting perceptions from past, present, and future success or failure. So I wanted to mention, when I speak about affirmations, when I share an affirmation, my affirmations are a little bit different. If you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get I think it's about 25 minutes long recording with these affirmations for success. And I explain them all, but the way I use an affirmation, a lot of people would refer to more as an intention. And so, but for, you know, and that's the next card that I want to get into is the attitude card. Okay, so this is Shooting Star, and she is one of the Pleiadian sisters in the dragon deck, and she actually represents the base chakra, which for a lot of people is the survival aspects. And so attitude, I'm just going to read a little bit from the manual again, and this is from the layer one, and just explain what she's about and maybe perhaps give the affirmation at the same time. And then I'll get into detail what I'm perceiving as some of the energetic weaknesses that are coming up. So attitude is, her name is actually Shooting Star, and she lives on the edge of chaos in the fertile zone of creativity, thought and thoughts. And these thoughts determine how energy manifests into matter molecule by molecule. All realities are equal in the eyes of the multiverse. And with a good attitude, you can choose a version that appeals to you the most and pour energy into that reality just as easily as you can flush your energy down the drain into an undesirable outcome. So when most people think of a shooting star, they think about making a wish. The problem with wishes is they keep you in a wishing loop because people wish for things they don't have or they would not still be wishing for them. And so the problem with affirmations is if someone is making an affirmation over and over and over again to themselves, and they're just repeating the words, but they're not energetically tuning into what the weakness is or you know, the different weaknesses as they are saying that affirmation, that's like trying to take a negative and turn it into a positive, which, you know, is, you know, if you know, it's impossible. And so, quantum physics prove it. So taking a negative charge and making it and doing your best to make it positive. If a person states an affirmation, it's not about believing it. A lot of times people will have a strong belief in the affirmation and the words that they're saying, but energetically, they're just not in alignment with it. And that's one of the most frustrating places to be. So it's not about believing in yourself. Lots of people have scotoma around and limiting beliefs around who they are and what they're capable of. And so I've you know, working with many, many people, I've noticed that, you know, if you believe that you have a problem or you believe that you're not worthy, those beliefs are just as strong as or stronger, you know, more not they're not strong, they're weak. And their energy is more likely to weaken you when you're stating words that you that are weak over and over again. It won't move you into a strong place. So when I set an intention, generally an intention for me is when I put like a time factor on it, and that's what I call a consistent step of action. So that I make an intention that I'm going to take this step of action, I'm going to get it done by this point. But in the background, I have a vision of, you know, my future, how I want it to look. And that for me is the affirmation. This back here is where I'm going to go. And I'm going to take those consistent steps of action towards being able to take those steps. And so just really getting into that place where you recognize, you know, as I said, if you are wishing for something, you're informing the universe that you're not getting what you want. And so I just wrote a little bit of a couple notes here that I wanted to mention when it comes to attitude. So you and you alone are responsible for your attitude, and all of the rewards and so-called punishments that come from that, you know, the things that you don't receive, are due to your attitude. And you know, nothing and no one can harm you more than an attitude that is not working for you and bringing benefits into your life. So, you know, for instance, and I don't think I'm quite over this one yet, but I'm getting better. I wrote here, but when the internet went out right before we were doing this pre-recording here, it wasn't a used to for me. So what I had to do is I didn't have internet, so I couldn't do this pre-recording, and it was working 5 minutes before. So what I did is I turned my computer, threw a little hissy fit, and then turned my computer off, just shut it off. And walked out the door, went for a little walk outside. It's nice and snowy and cool. Took some really big breaths of air, you know, went back in, you know, started the computer up. I had internet. And so I have a tendency when I'm excited or when there's a lot of energy coming in, sometimes when I'm on calls with people or I'm on doing private consultations and stuff, the phone will just or Skype will go off or whatever. And it's because we are electromagnetic. And so sometimes there's a charge there. But what I realized is that I don't have a technology problem. It's more of an attitude problem. So it's kind of like, if technology isn't working, maybe you were about to just send an email that you shouldn't send and it gives you time to think about what you really want to say. You know, it's kind of like that's not turning a negative into a positive. What that is just sort of tuning in and recognizing, oh, maybe it's kind of like when you leave your house and they're is construction and you're on your way to work and you have to take a new route. And then you hear later that there was a bad accident or something, you know, on your usual route. And so this quite often happens for a lot of people. So, you know, just strengthening that a good attitude can take you far. So before we go to the break, I'm just going to read the affirmation of poise regarding attitude. So I have the ability to remain poised in my mind, bearing, and appearance under every circumstance. I gracefully accept every challenge because I understand that challenges are possibilities and opportunities in disguise that come from the quantum mechanics of probabilities. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Happy New Year. Happy 2020. it's been like a beautiful, beautiful energy coming in. I could feel it as I'm doing this pre-recording, that there's just so much ability to tap into this new year energy and really allow it to really inspire. I kind of really am enjoying the fact. I mean, I'm sad that I don't get to actually do the 3-card consultations with you guys and to really connect with you. But a lot of you did send in some of your concerns. And so I'm going to share with you the last card here, which is this card's name is Devotion. And so devotion is basically about purpose. So I'm just going to read what I have from the manual here. And as I read the affirmation for success, I will energetically tune in to weaknesses that are in the general collective. And so that's what these cards are. Like with any, when people have similar issues, it's because the collective consciousness kind of round every thought that comes in from the collective consciousness has an effect on us, and every thought that we have has an effect on the collective consciousness. So a lot of people will have similar 80% kind of, you know, issues that a general energetic shift, people will feel quite a bit of relief. And then because we are very complicated as human beings, a lot of what's happening is happening on all different, you know, levels of, you know, what people would refer to as dimensions, existences, time and space and space-time, and different cultural experiences, different religious experiences. All of these things have an effect on our subconscious, unconscious, and conscious mind. So we tend to have similarities in that. So I'm just going to read from, this is my layer 2 call to dance manual. This one is actually called The Manifestor, Let's Tango. I called my course Call to Dance because, you know, basically that's what this card is about. This is about being devoted to the purpose that you came in for. So devotion. So purpose can be regarded as a verb or a noun. Many people consider purpose to be a verb, something they must do with intention to attain an object or an objective, requiring motivation and a reason or justification to exist. However, if you consider purpose to be a noun, then it is the reason for which something is designed or is created to exist. So you do not have to justify your existence. You exist, that therefore you are justified for being here. particularly if you're Canadians, for my Canadian clients and the Canadians listening in, Canadians have a tendency to apologize a lot. So we're just going to strengthen that for everyone, that you apologize when necessary or when it would be like where you actually mean it and there's an actual something to apologize for rather than apologizing for your very existence. And so one of the things that I wrote down that I wanted to share with this is the purpose of your existence is a given because, as I said, you already do exist. And it doesn't require energy to have purpose, but it does require action to align your existence to your infinite potential. So, you know, it's a lot of people will ask me, you know, I just want to know my purpose. Do you know what my purpose is? And, you know, the thing is that people quite often they'll focus more on the answer than on the question. And so, you know, a valuable answer to any question requires a pertinent question. So rather than asking, what's my purpose? You could ask, what could I do with my existence? And so that's a much more sounds like more fun. And, you know, we're just going to strengthen that for everyone, just recognizing that, like I said, we are multifaceted, unique. Each and every one of us is unique in our own way. And there is that specialness in each and every one of us. And we all do have the ability to tune in, to go inward, and to tune in and ask questions that would benefit us. And so quite often people will get caught up in, you know, why me? Or why is this happening? Why, when you use why like that, it's not the most powerful question. It'll have you going around in loops. When people use the word why, it puts people in a constant mental, usually on the mental hamster wheel. And so to get a beneficial answer, the question, you know, you could ask, what is really happening? When did this happen? Where did this happen? How did this happen? And, you know, those questions, quite often when people take my baby steps, which is a 3.5 hour seminar, and then I also have the layer one and layer two, which is 2 days. But what I share with people in layer one is right away show them how to energetically tune into themselves and how to energetically shift. And to be able to start getting a feeling for that. And so for a lot of people, you know, when a lot of people who come to my seminars will say, like, I want to know my purpose. And your purpose is to be the best version of you. And so, you know, when I was talking about sharing an affirmation for success, I decided I'd share all three of these. So I'm just going to share this last affirmation of success so that I don't forget. This is for the devotion. And so this card is really about being devoted to everything you can be and allowing yourself to truly experience life in that. A lot of people who are really, really afraid of failure, they will they don't push themselves to fail. And when a person doesn't push themselves to fail, that's, you know, sadder is not a word. I've been doing two pre-recordings in a row here. So the grief that comes up at the thought of a person not being able to accomplish what they came on this earth to accomplish. We're just going to strengthen everybody that every experience is not going to be a perfect experience. And that the imperfections in those experiences, sometimes they really, really, truly are what really spurs a person to take that, you know, that action, you know, like to really rev up that attitude. And it just came to me that, you know, actually on this day that I'm doing the pre-recording, my co-host Karen Betton, and she's probably, I'm just going to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from her too here. She has had a beautiful guest on her show, and this woman spoke about how the loss of a child kind of led her to just becoming very, very, very busy, because that's the way she handled it. And then she became very ill. And, you know, that made her what I say, you know, when the universe puts you under arrest. And so people will refer to that as illness, where they actually, the body just has taken the brunt from the subconscious, the unconscious mind. Remember, we're a body and a soul and a spirit. We're a body or a soul that is traveling in a human body. And so our vehicle sometimes takes the hit because our vehicle's in the 3D world. So that just came in to strengthen that for everyone, is that, you know, that being able to be in this place of no fear, like not fearing, not being perfect at everything. So we just strengthen that perfection, imperfection, things being, what's coming up is things being the same, not the same. So a lot of times people will say, well, I really want to change, and then it's not the same. And then they're like, oh, I like to, you know, like it, people get triggered just by change in general especially on a collective level. So we're going to get everybody strong to recognizing that right now, that change is happening every second of every minute of every day. And we have, a lot of people have a tendency to focus on change that's kind of like the frying pan treatment or the 2x4, because that really will shake them up and make the, affect change in their lives. And many people will say, looking back upon these situations, that it was one of the best things that happened. And that's what this woman was saying, is that it was horrible what happened, the loss of her child. Having said that, she, you know, that and becoming very ill after that, the illness allowed her to go inward and really discover who she is and what she wants to be, and moving forward in a strong way in the future as a mother for her other two children. It's very interesting. You can look that up. That was on December the 18th. So this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, I promise I will actually share this affirmation from devotion. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Happy New Year, welcoming in 2020. As I said, this is, we are not taking calls today. I was just sharing the information from the three cards that I chose, and I was just working on devotion and about that being devoted to yourself, devoted to being the best version of yourself. This can be really challenging for myself. When, you know, I have challenges like this, I recognize I'm just that way. I have a desire to really challenge myself in some ways and become the best version that I can. And when I think about that, you know, over the last 15 years, the work that I've been doing, and, you know, it's crazy. Well, it's not crazy. It's insane. If you say it slow, it sounds not crazy. But I've been working on this Tales from the Vector deck for over 13 years. And, you know, I've put a lot of energy and time into it. And, you know, when the dragons first started coming to me, I just thought, you know, I'm just not going to mention them. But then as I was traveling around and sharing seminars and hosting seminars, a lot of people said that they could see my dragons, and the dragons said that this. So these dragons, I've, you know, because they take about 6 months and they've got, you know, a lot of crystal energy. There's a lot of Swarovski crystals on each one. They're imprinted with, you know, the whole time I'm working on these paintings, I'm really working on the collective and the issues that come up. And it's really, really beautiful now that they've been out there for 3 years, that a lot of people are really enjoying using them, and they'll, you know, they can't wait till I get the last four in print, and then we will have a complete deck. And so this is the synchronicity that I'm working on. I've probably put I keep track of my hours. Like, I started her on November 11th of 2018. And, you know, I get really busy on doing the radio shows and seminars, etc. But having said that, 13 years ago, when Anje, the generator, first showed up, and I realized, hey, I'm strong to doing this. It's, you know, it's taken a certain amount of, like, this perseverance that I'm talking about, that, you know, some people may look at that and think, well, that's crazy. But now that I've, you know, when I first only had two or three or four done, but now that it's all coming into being, that they're out there, that people are using them, and they love them. And, you know, at the Holistic Fair, we always have such a good time with them. It's, you know, confirming for me what I always knew, which I'm strong to doing this. And, you know, I really enjoy it. Having said that, I can't wait to hold the whole deck in my hands. And so this is that patience that I'm talking about, that a lot of people are going through. Perhaps right now in your life, things aren't going exactly as you expected them to. A lot of my clients are saying that they feel that, you know, that they're not where they thought, they're not where they thought they would be. And I'm kind of there also, as I said, that I look back. That's why I like to take inventory at this time of year. And, you know, I write down my goals, et cetera. I put them away. And then at the end of the year, I pull them out and I see, hey, what did you get done? And, you know, honestly, I'm really pleasantly surprised because I started doing these Facebook Live videos, And that was, you know, a step that I've been wanting to take. I really am starting to enjoy it now. So, you know, pushing the limits, and it doesn't mean, and, you know, you can go back and look at some of my videos from a few years ago even, and you'll, you know, I'm getting better, and it's maybe not perfect, and, you know, things don't always work out exactly. Having said that, when the show is done, I'm always just like so pumped, and I'm proud of myself for stretching my limits. And so this is the energy that I'm talking about, is, you know, each and every one of us is so unique, and everyone has these beautiful qualities and knowledge that they've gained from their life experiences. And so it's really, really powerful when someone stands up and says, this is, you know, I this is where I want to go. This is who I want to be. And I am in that process with this affirmation. So I'm going to read devotions. It's an affirmation of perseverance. So I understand that I create my reality. I deserve the freedom to express my authentic desires through infinite possibilities. I am able to have what I want, and I am ready to be who I want to be. I am willing to take consistent steps of action and persevere in my commitment to achieving my goals. So this is something that I just want to strengthen for everyone, that, as I said, we all have this ability to be able to tap into the source energy and to, you know, realign ourselves if we go a little bit off center. And then we also have the ability to have control of our attitude and be devoted to not being perfect, but experiencing all the beauty that we came here to experience, you know, and at the same time recognizing that everybody else is also experiencing what they came here to experience. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody. Zach, how many minutes do we have left? Okay, so just tuning into everyone here. I mean, so what's coming up is the expectations for what's going to happen. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now that a lot of people are finding a little bit challenging. I've noticed that people are very concerned that are living in the States about the upcoming election year because they don't want to have to listen to it anymore. this is just, these things you can, we're just going to strengthen everybody that, that all the, that, that authentic self triad is super strong, and that if these external forces coming through, that our internal forces will be able to handle it, and that we're making really strong choices that come from the heart, plugged into the heart, and using your central nervous system to strengthen your physical intelligence and your physical environment to be in a place where you can take these consistent steps of action, even if that just means writing something down for 5 minutes, but making a commitment to do that. So I feel so blessed to be able to, you know, connect with all of you. Illuminate's coming up. I'm going to be setting the tone there with Elizabeth Beads on the Thursday night. You can check that out at Illuminate Psychic Fair in Kelowna. It's at the Capri Center. I'm also part of the Replenishing Life Project with Morgan B. and Lucy Ann Shard. And that will be airing, I think they're launching on the 22nd, and I'm doing an interview with them on the 25th. I have upcoming Baby Steps seminars in March, May, and Layer 1 in June, and Layer 2 in September. So Happy New Year, everyone. That's what I'm gonna be up to. You can find me on social media at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And we will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Thank you, Zach. Happy New Year. Thank you for producing this show. And also to Pat and all of your wonderful team. Thank you for giving us all this opportunity to continue on in 2020. Bye for now.
Been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.